Looks like we're down to workers' compensation. While each state has their own workers' compensation laws, and those laws differ somewhat in detail, the basic principles are more or less uniform. Some of those principles are negligence, which is not a factor in determining liability, indemnity, which is partial but final, the cost of workers' compensation benefits, which is made a cost of production, and the requirement for employees to have workers' compensation insurance. The details of these principles may be different in each state, but those factors are present.
In other words, you can help me with some basics, but I'll really have to look up the specifics for my state.
I'm afraid so, but you have that steel trap of yours to help you.
We better get moving so I can have time for all this studying.
All right, moving on then. We better know who will be covered for workers' compensation. Every state has developed a list of job classifications that do not come under the workers' compensation laws. So if your job is not on that list, you would be covered.
In other words, I may or may not be eligible for workers' compensation insurance, depending on the classification of my job.
You got it. Now that you know if you're covered or not, or at least know how to find out, it would help to know what injuries are covered. Workers' compensation laws stipulate that employee injuries are compensable only when connected with employment, requiring that the injury arise out of and in the course of employment.
Well, that makes sense. But what if someone gets sick from the stuff they work with without any actual injuries?
Well, in addition to the traumatic type injuries, all state laws provide compensation for occupational disease, either under a separate occupational disease law or by defining injury broadly enough under the law to include disease. To count as an occupational disease, the sickness must be caused by some condition of employment.
Like at a nuclear power plant, if an employee gets sick from all the radiation, they'd probably be eligible for workers' comp because they were working when exposed.
Yes, but don't forget that each state may define it differently. Let's move on to benefits. When a covered worker's injury is covered under workers' compensation, the necessary medical expenses are without a dollar limit. If the injured worker is unable to work because of the injury, loss of time benefits will be paid after a waiting period. The loss of time benefits paid after the waiting period are based on a percentage of that worker's earnings, subject to a maximum determined by the state average weekly wage. For injuries classified as temporary, there is also a maximum period of time for benefits to be paid.
My neighbor was hurt at work once and couldn't work for a few months while he got better. I knew he wasn't struggling with his medical bills, but I didn't know why at the time. It must have been his workers' compensation. Since they cover medical expenses with no limit, he didn't have to worry about those, and he could still help his wife with the bills because of the loss of time benefits.
That's right. Now it's time to look at how the workers' compensation policy is set up. The workers' compensation policy is made up of one general section and six parts. The general section defines the effective date and includes an information page and a list of all endorsements and schedules. It also lists all of the workplaces or locations covered by the policy. Part 1 is the workers' compensation insurance, which state what benefits will be paid, what payments the insured is responsible for, and the insurer's subrogation rights under the policy. Part 2, employer's liability, provides liability coverage to the employer if sued. Part 3, other states' insurance, provides coverage in states other than the employer's state of domicile. The other states in which coverage is to apply must be listed. Part 4, your duties if injury occurs, details the duty to provide immediate medical services in the event of an injury and to promptly report the loss to the insurer. Part 5, premiums, details how premiums are established and that an employer must maintain payroll records required for an audit to correct provisional premiums. Finally, Part 6, conditions, states the legal obligations and duties of the insurer and insured.
Let me try this. The general section holds the general information, like where, when, and who. It also lists all the endorsements. Part 1 is your workers' comp coverage, including the benefits and payments. Part 2 is the employer's liability, which protects the employer from mad employees who try to sue. Part 3, other states' insurance, lists the states which employees are covered if outside of the business's home state. Part 4 lists the employee and employer's duties if the employee should be injured. Part 5 explains the premiums, and Part 6 is the conditions or legal obligations.
Very good. Only one topic left for workers' compensation then, and that's employers' liability. The intent of workers' compensation was to be the exclusive remedy for workers' injuries. That is, the employer's workers' compensation coverage would pay for an employee's medical expenses and pay loss of earnings, regardless of fault, and in return, the employee would give up the right to seek further recovery from the employer. The employer's liability part existed to protect the employer in those rare cases where an employee refused the benefits and sought recovery in a legal action. In recent years, the exclusive remedy of workers' compensation has eroded. In most states today, even though the employee accepts the workers' compensation benefit and is barred from other recovery, the spouse of that injured employee may bring a third-party over action for loss of consortium. Also, under the dual capacity doctrine, an employee who is injured by a product manufactured by the employer may be granted this status, which entitles them to compensation benefits, but also allows them to seek further recovery as a member of the general public.
Whoa, that's a little intense. You mean even though I accepted the workers' compensation benefits from my employer, there are still some cases in which I could sue for more money? Or if not me, then my wife could sue?
That's right. And now, you'll see the importance of employers' liability coverage.
I sure do. But I'll store that information away in my steel trap for another time. Let's move on to the next policy.